Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily. Yeah. Ah, okay. No, no, no. So it's Kelly from O'Brien Glass Repair. She just was chasing the claim number for the insurance claim. And I tried calling her back. I know. I tried calling her back. And I just left a voice message. I didn't give her any details. I just said to give us a ring back. But, yeah, so weird. I know. Yeah, I found it. Yeah, I might even try crawling O'Brien Glass themselves and chase it up. Yeah. Well, they spoke to Brock and apparently they were a bit stroppy. I know. So they can just calm down. Yeah. Yep, that's it. How'd you go with your macaws? Awesome. And nobody, no trips to Debra Village? No trips to the vet? Excellent. Oh, very good. And then are you coming back this afternoon or we'll see you tomorrow? Yep. Yeah, he was really upset. He was here for a couple of hours. Yeah. Well, I was even saying to Brock, because she started regurging this fluid, Chrissy was telling me, coming from her nose, and it was on her beak too. And so I went to swab out her mouth before giving her to her owner, and there was these weird little worm things. But it looked kind of like a gapeworm, like tapeworm or gapeworm or something. Like, it was so weird. It was so weird. Yeah. But it was moving. The mucus was moving, and it was really gross. No. He's, yeah, he just... No, it was just on the swab, like, from when I... Like, the cotton tip from when I swabbed out her mouth. But... No, I didn't do any further because once sort of it was decided for euthanasia, there was no further sort of anything. Yeah, this morning we've been smashed and filled out the rest of the day pretty much. So, yeah, it's been pretty good. We do have a little budgie coming in this afternoon that Kelwyn spoke to initially and then I spoke to Brock about. It's the a lady can't afford, she can't afford treatment. It got grabbed by one of the other budgies and it's got a really badly damaged beak. It's been like that for a couple of weeks. And now it's bleeding and looks like it's quite infected and very swollen. She wanted to euthanize it, but she can't afford anything, so we're just offering her surrender. Yeah, that's right. Said that, yeah, she's surrendering it with the proviso of that. She doesn't want to... Oh, no, it's got, like, a fractured beak. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's all good. I just wanted to double check with you too. But yeah. But yeah. No, other than that, it's been pretty good. That's exactly right. Exactly. And do you know what time Tommy's uncle, JK's brother's dropping him in? Okay, perfect. Yep, no worries. You did, and I've just extended it as well. Because you just had like a consult time. That's it. The only other thing was one of Linda Kosh's other cockatiels passed away at emergency. One of Linda Kosh's other cockatiels passed away at emergency yesterday. She's Little Chookie's owner. Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah. But yeah. Alrighty. Well, I'll let you go and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty. It's too easy. Yeah, you too. Bye.